Fred Film Radio from Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Andrea Chebbi, Fred Film Radio from the Berlinale Festival. I'm here with Anthony Chatterman, director of Young Hearts and Generation, a film in Generation. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Everybody's talking about your film, you know, since the beginning of the festival, because it's like the perfect fairy tale that everybody's longing to see, to watch. This fantastic and very sweet love story between these two kids that they know love. They feel something like love, but they don't know exactly what it is. So there was this kind of continuous discovery, especially from the youngest one. It's really touching, but it could be very complicated to do. It could be very misinterpreted at some point. So how did you work on it?
Well, initially, I really wanted to make the movie that I wanted or needed to see when I was a young kid. When I was young, and I think a lot of people can relate to this, I had a lot of questions about my identity and growing up, and I couldn't really find examples in books or movies or any kind of culture. So for me, it was really important to make a movie that is watchable for all audiences, to just focus on the romantic point of view, because we have a lot of coming out movies, coming of age movies, LGBTQ movies that we adore and we love, but in a lot of them, I won't say all of them, there are also sexual scenes or references to sex or something. So I really wanted to make sure that it was just about the romantic point of view. So yeah, that was my goal, and that's what I wanted to do, to just to make a very bubbly, loving movie.
Because yeah, actually, the age of these two kids is very young. One is, I think, 11-ish or something. I don't remember.
They're a little bit older. They're 13 and 14 in the movie.
Yeah, because, you know, at 14, you start to get some kind of graphs of what sex is.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, your sexual pulsions come. Maybe you don't know what they are, but you have it. So you managed to keep this issue there, but not there too much.
Yeah. It's something that, of course, I was writing the script without faces. So finding the right age was the most important thing, I think. So when we did the castings, we saw people from 11 till 18 years old. And it was easy for me to see that, like, 16, 17 years old, they were too mature already. 11 were too young. They were really kids sometimes. But it was not about age. I couldn't really say I need a 13 or 14-year-old. It was just finding the right character, the right face. And we found this with Marius and Lou. But it's everyone has, of course, a different period in their life when they start to develop and stuff. But I really needed the boys to just be kids and be the representation of us when we were young and having problems, of course, but not the problems of an adult. Yeah.
It's true that they do not seem to have huge problems because, you know, all the atmosphere, the world they have around them is perfectly accepting whatever they are, not even having to accept it. It's just like a normal, regular, whatever, day-to-day thing, which is really refreshing. But sometimes this is where the fairy tale comes in.
Of course. Yeah. So people ask me, was it that easy for you or is it that easy in Belgium to come out? Of course not. Everyone has their own story, but I really needed a happy movie. I grew up with Disney movies and like everyone. And I think, of course, it creates an image of maybe a reality that doesn't exist or something. But I was so done with negative stories about coming out. And I think this is just what we need to see now. I think we come from a time where the COVID virus was around the world and everyone was like at home and we didn't see friends or we didn't feel love enough, I think. And I really wanted I noticed when I pitched the movie, everyone was like, oh, please. Yeah. And then I was editing we were shooting the movie and of course at home, I was like editing myself a bit to see, does it work? And I put everything in slow motion with some Hans Zimmer underneath it. And then I was like, am I going too far in this, in this sentimental thing? But everyone around me was like, no, please do it. Like make us dream again, of course. And that's just, I don't know, let's just celebrate love. And I think this movie is exactly what I wanted it to do or something. I feel in the audience after, like during the Q&As, I feel that people are really touched, and like, yeah, I just put my heart into a script and I made this movie, and it's resulting into very, very nice reactions.
Did you think about any specific target audience when you were writing besides you as a kid?
I mean, yeah, because I really wanted to make a movie, a family movie. Like growing up in the 90s, we were watching Matilda, we were watching The Parent Trap, Mrs. Doubtfire. And I remember watching these movies with my parents, with my brother on a Saturday afternoon. These moments are really still, they're really, like, I feel something when I think about these moments. And I really wanted to make a movie that is watchable for all ages. Like, I didn't want to make a movie just for kids. I didn't want to make a grown-up movie. It was really important for me that all generations could, like, see it and could relate to something. So, yeah, of course, we have to think about all these things during the writing. I never thought I was going to make kids' movie in the end. Like, we portrayed as a young adult movie. So I'm really happy that also, like yesterday, the room was full of adults. Yeah. There were no kids. So it was...
Well, you know, we were kids once. Yeah. So we perfectly remember.
Because I think growing up as a kid, you think you're alone. And you have your questions growing up and like finding your place in the big world. And I always thought I was alone. I always thought I was the only outsider. But when I was talking to my parents before shooting this movie and to even my grandparents, my grandmother is 97, and she told me, "What is your movie about?" I was like, "Yeah, it's about growing up and it's about finding your place in the world." And she was like, "Ah, I remember when I was 13, I wanted to become a singer," she said. She became a really big, big singer, but then she didn't dare to say anyone. And she said, "I was so alone because I thought I'm not fitting in because I want to do something different." So it's so cool that she... Suddenly she was like, fuck, I can't say fuck. Suddenly she was like, yeah, I was like, she had the same questions as I did. It was not about sexuality. No, it was just about being, like, yeah, being alone different. Or something. Yeah.
Normally acting, working with child actors is not very easy. So how did you work with the two kids? Because they are the perfect match. And they look like very relaxed, very at ease.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, it was really important for me to find like some bubbly energy. And luckily we found Marius, who played Alexander in the movie. He is a boy. He is from Brussels. He is actually a bit like him. So then we had to find the perfect match for him. And when we were trying to match people, we were just, we never worked with dialogues and stuff. We never worked with written scenes. We always just talked about emotions and stuff. And it's, yeah, there was this chemistry between them that was so nice to look at that I knew from the moment I saw them together in a room, even though there were different kids around us as well, that they were my main characters. Yeah. And they became best friends. And we hang out so much before the shoot. We didn't rehearse. We went bowling. We went to the movies. We just went to do day trips. And it was really important for them. I was always surrounded with my best friend, who's the children coach. He's a psychologist and therapist as well, only for children. So he really knows how to talk about emotions, how to express themselves. They also had a lot of conversations without me because they had to feel safe. And every time they had a question about sexuality and stuff, they could go to him. So it was really, yeah, they really felt at ease. And especially because we also casted Elias, Lou, who's playing Elias, we casted his brother as well. So he had his brother with him. And then the little sister of Alexander is also his real sister in real life. Everything was filmed in the street where I grew up. So there was just love around us and they really felt at ease. And you can really see this in the movie, I think, yeah.
Do you think that being a young generation is now much more open-minded and relaxed and they don't take sex as an issue? Do you think that this helped you?
I think times are different than before. I mean, every generation was struggling with things. And of course, communication is more open nowadays. In schools, we talk about two dads or two moms or... In every school, there are children who have two moms, I think, so it becomes more normal. But still, I think it's about the intern struggle we all feel. And even though our parents can be accepting, I think we still are living in this heteronormative society. And like my parents were always waiting for me to reach out. But I think it's also important for parents to reach out to their children. Just knowing that you can be whoever you want, you can fall in love with whoever or whatever you want.
Yeah, probably it's more a question of ourselves being able to accept ourselves first and then go out.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And I really thought, because we pitched this movie for the first time in the end of 2019 or the beginning of 2020, I think, and I was like, we're done with these kind of movies. I thought, who wants to see a movie again about a boy struggling about with his sexuality? And then yeah, I heard people saying, like, the first time I went pitching this to the committee in Belgium, they said the urge for the story is so big. It's bigger than ever. And I was like, wow, people want to see what I...
Well, and you know, I think that it's the age frame that is very important.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's it's really something that... It's weird that it didn't happen before. I think in my head, I was waiting 34 years to see this movie.
Maybe everybody was thinking the same way as you. Maybe it's not. It was not the time, but at the time was there.
Yeah.
One last question about the aesthetics of the film. The film, I mean, looks is a fairy tale, and it looks like a fairy tale. Everything is bright. Everything is Did you work a lot on that, right, in post production or in while shooting?
Yeah. We had the worst summer ever. After 3 weeks of shooting, it was constantly raining and gray as could be. So the moment the sun came out, I really wanted to have this summer movie with a lot of sun and light. And yeah, we chose also locations who were colorful. We did the grading was also very colorful. We made a LUT before the shoot. We really searched on this. Sometimes my DOP was a bit concerned. Is it too Disney, but I really wanted it to be Disney, and we really looked a long time for the right lenses, which kind of camera we wanted to use, and which kind of wallpapers in the kitchen. We tried to do also the colors in his bedroom and stuff. Everything is quite thought over. You say this like. Mm-hmm. It was really, really my goal, and I think it comes out so good. And it's a colorful movie I wanted to make. So
And you made it.
And I made it. Yeah. And people are happy, so that's good. And I'm also so happy. This weekend was the best weekend ever. I had the feeling it was my. I get emotional thinking of it because I had the feeling it was like my wedding day. And like my father was sitting next to me, my mom was sitting next to me. So I never saw my brother being emotional in his life, and I saw him crying. So yeah, this means the world to me. And like having this reception, not only just for my friends and stuff who were there, but also from people on Instagram who text me that they really need this movie is so, so meaningful. Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot for the film. Thanks a lot to Anthony Schatzman, the director of Young Heart, here in the Generation section at the Berlinale Festival. I'm Angela Cervi for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.